Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Saving money on your next painting project with Menards. Get a paint that combines gorgeous color and durability. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. Get $15 off instantly on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on Dutch Boy and Purdy products. Now through March 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Faith not fear. Fear worries. Faith prepares. Fear hesitates. Faith moves. Fear weakens. Faith strengthens. Have faith, it will all work out. Work like it never will.
The man who says he can and the man who says he can't are both right. It's the mindset you bring. It's the dedication you bring. It's the work ethic you bring. Everybody wants to be great, but no one wants to do what it takes to get there. No one wants to be consistent. The more you put in, the more you get out. And if you give it everything you have every single time, you will always be rewarded.
You don't have to love the process to benefit from it. You just have to be disciplined enough to keep showing up. Some of you are waiting to feel inspired before you commit. You're waiting to wake up motivated. You're waiting for the work to feel aligned, exciting, or fun. Most of the time, it'll feel repetitive, inconvenient, and uncomfortable. You don't get results because you're obsessed with the process. You get results because you refuse to break your word to yourself.
Whatever you run from will just continue to chase you. If something's uncomfortable, go towards it. Because the mind's natural inclination, the nervous system's natural default program is to run away from what is uncomfortable. But if you go towards something that's uncomfortable, you have just created an opportunity for growth. Think about what growth is. Growth is becoming something new that you have never been. So I have to do something that I have never done before. So don't run away from what's hard, because if you run away from it, guaranteed it will chase you.
People will start saying you changed the moment you stop tolerating their behavior. They don't miss who you were. They miss what you allowed. Your growth exposes their stagnation. And instead of rising with you, they resent you. Because someone who loves you will never say you changed. They'll say you've grown.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a message from sponsor Intuit TurboTax. You've sent so many emails to your tax pro and nothing. It feels like you're chasing updates. But now your taxes are done for you by a TurboTax expert, so you actually know what's happening. You can match with an expert and just hand off all your tax stuff to them right in the app. So instead of guessing, you can feel confident your TurboTax expert's on it. Now this is taxes. Intuit TurboTax. Visit TurboTax.com to learn more. Only available with TurboTax experts. Real-time updates only in iOS mobile app.
There's only one thing a friend of mine years ago taught me when I was coming up and I was deciding if I was going to do this, if I was going to pursue this this life. And he's an Indian friend of mine. He said, Abnahito Kab. I think that means if not now, then when. So whatever you want to do, Abnahito Kab.
Most people aren't obsessed with their goals because they don't believe they're worthy of them. It's easy to dream about what you want. But in between where you are and what you want, there's a tremendous amount of stuff you got to change and do. But you do have a responsibility to do the work to change so that you can be the happy, fulfilled person that you were born to be.
If I were to shut down
you know, and give in. I remember the accomplishment of it. So at those times, where you're questioning if you have anything left. No, a day from then, a week from then, a month from then, a year from then, you will never remember this comfort of the pain. You will always remember the pride of the accomplishment. That lives on. That's why pain is temporary. Pride's forever, guys. You give it your all, you get it all. Tenfold.
You can't just take that one aspect, like I mentioned about John Bon Jovi, like you just mentioned, right? You can't be Tiger Woods and just take the 15 majors without the painkiller addiction, without the public humiliation, right? You can't. You can't take the 28 Olympic gold medals that Michael Phelps has without the depression and the suicide attempts. You can't take Johnny Walker's World Cup medal without the 10 years of pain that followed that, right? So many of these heroes have paid a huge cost to get where they are. Huge cost. And we often just look at the upside and not the downside.
This is definitely going to be an unpopular take, but I think there's no greater privilege than having a sense of personal pressure. The pressure to always want to do a little better by yourself, to be a little harder on yourself when you have to, because you can actually take a lot more than you think or what society deems as healthy. To know how good it feels to be in a working flow state, to know how good it feels to be on one of those extreme discipline kicks, to be on a fucking tear with your workouts, your job, your social confidence, to genuinely know how it feels to live as the best version of yourself. And above all, to have a personal desire to want to chase all that. Because it seems so few are willing to push a little harder, even for the things that they know they want these days. Even if you fall off your wave, even if you fall into slumps like every single person does once in a while, even if it can feel overwhelming at times when you're always trying to figure out the best way to get back on the train, man, some people go their entire fucking lives figuring out that there's even a train to catch. I firmly believe that pressure is what truly evolves and grows your identity. There's never any change if there's never any self-induced call to action. And as scary as it can all feel, do not run away from it. Lean into that calling, because that's the ultimate privilege that's going to guide your purpose in life. Neither love nor terror makes one blind. Indifference makes one blind.
I tried a treadmill with no music. See how long you do that. Because you'll be in your head so much and you hear yourself breathing. You ain't going to do it as long as you usually do it. When you can put the music on and just go, it takes your mind off of it. You can do the work a lot easier. A lot of the talent that you see out there on the highest level come from circumstances. There were such great circumstances.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
People don't become successful just by accident. You know, I mean, maybe the guy that found gold in California and started the gold rush, but don't count on that. That's a one in a lifetime kind of a situation. So you got to really have a specific goal. And to me, to have that vision, you have to have a goal. Now, it doesn't have to be that specific goal, but it has to have some goal. This is why I always recommend to people, sit down, take your time, and start thinking about what is your goal.
Suffering creates perseverance. Perseverance creates character. Character creates hope. So if you think about that, when you have to go through any type of suffering, at the end of that suffering, if you exude perseverance, if you flex your perseverance muscle, you will then add layers to your character to then and only then have more hope in life.
In the final analysis, there are two parts of courage. Remember, Winston Churchill once said that courage is rightly considered the foremost of the virtues, for upon it, all others depend. Courage is defined as the ability to act and to go forward in the face of uncertainty, is to face the fact that you may not succeed. It's the willingness to take chances and to take risks. The future belongs to the risk takers. The future belongs to people who are willing to take the risks necessary. The second part of courage is persistence. It's the willingness to endure. It's the willingness to hang in there. Once you've started and you have begun, there is a period between when you begin and when you get some result. And in that period, most people break and run. Most people fall apart.
They cannot stand not knowing, so they rush back to their comfort zone. But what you have to do is be willing to persist in the face of adversity, even though there is no guarantee of success.
We may encounter many defeats, but we must not be defeated. That, in fact, it may be necessary to encounter defeats so we can know who the hell we are. What can we overcome? What makes us stumble and fall and somehow miraculously rise and go on? I know that a diamond is a result of extreme pressure. Less time and less pressure, and it's just crystal or coal or fossilized leaves or just dirt. But time and pressure will create a diamond.
Stop looking for the perfect morning routine, the perfect calendar app, the perfect to-do list, the perfect notebook, the perfect logo, the perfect name. Just start. People trick themselves into thinking that they're getting closer to their goals because they're setting up the perfect plan, they're getting the perfect apps in place, they're doing all these things, but they're not. You just need to start. You just need to post an episode. You just need to send the email. You just need to post the video. Just get started first and then worry about all that other stuff later. All that other stuff that you're worried about doesn't matter at all if you never actually start.
But I'm starting to realize, bro, when you dance to your own rhythm, when you play by your own rules, and you live in through your vision, that's a perfect, perfect indication you're doing it correctly. Because they literally don't see what you see. They don't see it. They don't see what you see. They don't see as far as you see. And they don't understand why you see what you see. They don't even understand where it's coming from internally. They don't. I didn't get that back then. I just knew I had the desire for more. I knew I had a vision that I couldn't ignore.
And I tell you, it's extremely dangerous in this world today. You can either be externally oriented or internally oriented. One is powerful, the other is incredibly weak, and it will destroy you. It will break you apart. If you're externally oriented, always focused on what people think of you, their expectations of you, what mommy and daddy expect out of you, what your friends think you're going to be able to do, etc., etc. If you're always focused on their opinions, you have no space to develop your own confidence. You're continually bouncing back and forth between the opinions of other people. Whereas if you listen to other people, it'll beat you up and you'll never be able to reach the goals that you want to reach in life. So the answer is to become internally oriented, to know what you want, to know what your goals are, to know what your desires are, to know what makes you unique, and to put your focus on that and not on other people's expectations of you.
Disappointment to me, to win, you got to lose. To be successful, you got to have something that's not successful. To be happy, you got to have the support. So I think all of those things have evolved and happened to make me who I am and understand the benefits and the privileges I have for being who I am.
I need you to understand that you cannot escape from the pain and the void that's within with your vices and your distractions and your escapisms. The only way out is through. You don't have to remain in that trench and can be drug and vice free with simple realignment of your purpose and daily habits that will change your life forever. That starts with realizing that you are worth that. You deserve that life shift. Just go out and get it.
There's a reason why high-performing people don't have lots and lots and lots of people around them. Anything that doesn't contribute, anything that doesn't push you forward, anything that you feel like you're having to carry that doesn't belong, you have to cut it out. You cannot compete at the highest level or even a high level carrying all this that comes from your old life. It's impossible, bro. No drama, no gossip, no fucking losers, no low ambition, no non-urgent people. If you're gonna win, it's gonna take urgency. It's gonna take urgent action. That's reality. The journey is so hard and so competitive, and there's so many people out here trying to do what it is that you do, that if you don't cut that weight, you legitimately cannot compete at the highest level because everybody else at the higher level is fucking great too.
Here's the second thing, is persistence is self-discipline in action. And self-discipline is the foundation quality of a great personality. Everything we've talked about really depends upon our having the discipline to do it. And self-discipline means the willingness to do what you should do, when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not. do what you should do, when you should do it, whether you feel like it or not. And if you can persist, you develop the habit of persistence. As you develop the habit of persistence, pretty soon you get to the point where nothing will stop you and you become unstoppable. In other words, everything we've talked about is that you build your own character. You create yourself in the image that you imagine for yourself. And your goal must be to become absolutely unstoppable in anything you do. Your goal must be to set big dreams and to set goals and to take responsibility and, by gum, to make anything out of your life that you want to make out of, to be, have, do anything that you want, because there's no limits. At least there's no limits that you will ever reach or I'll ever reach in our lifetimes.
Life isn't a straight road. Some days, it feels like nothing lines up. The timing is off, the answers don't come, and the moments you counted it on slip away. But here's the thing, even in the uncertainty, life has a way of still giving you what you need. The mess is where the magic hides, so embrace the twists and lean into the unknown, because it's in the cracks where the light gets through, and that light is all the reminder you need to keep going.
This world has gone soft because almost nobody has a deep-rooted problem that they just sit with. Another beer probably does the trick for the people that don't want to face what's actually going on with them. Another shallow relationship might be just enough to distract from the all-consuming insecurity. You know, I've had some real hard times, whether you believe it or not. I've felt lonely. I've felt purposeless. I've cried. I've hated the world. I've done it all. But I have never once forgotten what's going on with me. And I never will. It's rare to find understanding in that. Because if I'm going to know for certain that someone won't abandon me, I better know that they've never abandoned themselves. And how many of us are really left?
Believe that you can. Visualize everything that you want to achieve in 3 months, in 6 months, next year, and just hold on to that every single step of the way. Hold on to the way that you see yourself just crossing a finish line, graduating school, in a PR in the gym. Just visualize that, because your job is not to avoid the hard parts in life. Your job is to show up.
You're going to lay in the bed you make. You're not going to get away with nothing in terms of the energy. They might not catch you for what you're doing, but the energy is always going to return to you. So when you're just living in this cycle of being negative all day and just putting out negativity, and that's the only energy you're putting out, it's going to return to you in a different form than you put it out in. Master your energy. Do your best to master your energy and what you put out, unless that's what you want. No, because you're entitled to whatever you want to create, whatever experience you want to create for yourself. But if you're tired of that, adjust the energy. You know what I mean? As best you can. Adjust what you wake up thinking and what you say. And then, lastly, what you do.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I just keep losing. I mean, some people just supposed to lose for balance in the universe. I mean, like if there's just some people on Earth who supposed to be here just to make it easier for the winners. Like, really?
Resistance is a symptom of the way things are. Not the way things necessarily should be. Actual victory belongs to things that simply do not see failure. Let the path push you like a broken branch in the river's current.
Well, the problem that most of us have is we think that we're all alone.
We think that we're the only ones going through all this stuff. I thought it. Your vision becomes very narrowed. And what happened to me was, all I did was I peeled back, and I was able to get on top of a mountaintop in my head. And when you're high on that mountain, you have a great vantage point. And I was able to look down at the world, and all of us are jacked up. Some of us hide it better than others, but we're all jacked up. And once you realize that, you know, you got to come out of your shell. You got to accept who you are. You got to accept the demons that life gave you, that maybe you gave you, whoever gave them to you. You got to accept that. You got to be able to look them in the mirror, look them in the eye, and say, okay, I'm going to start fixing these things. But if you think that you're by yourself, the reality of your life becomes very, very horrible. And you're not. We are all jacked up. And once you realize that, man, you don't even look at the crowd anymore. You look at your own race, you do your own race, you do your own thing, and you finally find out who you're supposed to be in this life.
If you are struggling to find fulfillment, please watch this. Not everything is going to make sense all the time. Not everything is going to feel right all the time. There is so much uncertainty that comes along with this journey, and we're not even 100% sure where we're going to end up. But that's not the point. If we were certain of these things, if we always performed at our best, if we never struggled, there would be no journey. You must shift your focus back to your process, because your process is your fulfillment. It is your rock, your constant. Stop trying to find fulfillment. Realize that it's yours if you want it.
The person who never needed to be told to do the right thing, to the person who has all the motivation in the world, the person who knows they will be successful, I'm sorry. I know your future ahead is an amazing one, but I also know your problems never had the luxury of relatability. Almost everyone in this world is an obstacle to themselves, but they sure have company in their struggle, while your struggle is a lonely road. You know it pays off. I don't even have to tell you that, but I promise you, I understand. You are relatable to those that'll do big things, and it is okay that that comes in small quantity.
But as you grow, you lose certain homies, because it's called closing the gap. This is the gap when we start. This is the gap as you grow. Notice how you grow and they don't. So how do you close a gap? You gotta come back down. When you come back down, you lose. So you gotta keep going up. That's why closing the gap gotta be them catching up to you. And if they don't catch up, you gotta leave them behind, because you get to the point now where you gotta start cutting out. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you can't look back when you cut them out. Cause if they meant to be there, they gonna be there.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were all meant to shine as children do. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same, as we are liberated from our own fear. Our presence automatically liberates others.
If you're going to try, go all the way. Otherwise, don't even start. If you're going to try, go all the way. This can mean losing girlfriends, wives, relatives, jobs, and maybe your mind. Go all the way. It can mean not eating for 3 or 4 days. It can mean freezing in a park bench. It can mean jail. It can mean derision, mockery, isolation. Isolation is the gift. All the others are a test of your endurance, of how much you really want to do it. And you'll do it, despite rejection and the worst odds, and it will be better than anything you can imagine. If you're going to try, go all the way. There's no other feeling like that. You'll be alone with the gods, and the nights will flame with fire. Do it. Do it. All the way. All the way. You will ride life straight to perfect laughter.
It's the only good fight there is.
You can't see the proper light if you have never indulged in the very, very deepest dark times. It's not negative. It's just something that you usually don't want to dive into when something like this appears. But it's part of this life. There is no way to run around. So to embrace the darkness, one and one goes hand in hand with on the other side appreciating the light when it comes.
The life you want isn't out of reach. It's just outside your comfort zone. You can't build the life you want if you just keep clinging to the same old patterns. This journey is on you. Sometimes it's going to feel hard, maybe even pointless, but that's where perseverance kicks in. Push through the resistance, one day at a time, and watch what happens when you refuse to give up on yourself.
If you had to do it all over again, would you make the same choices?
A choice. We can't run from who we are. Our destiny chooses us.
Fate, destiny. These words get thrown around like they're some kind of magic. Like the universe has already laid out a perfect plan for your life, and all you have to do is wait for it to unfold. But let me tell you something. That's not how it works. Destiny isn't something that's handed to you. Fate isn't some predetermined path that's just waiting for you to stumble onto it. If you think it is, you'll spend your whole life waiting, hoping, wondering why things aren't happening for you. That's not destiny. That's passivity. And there's a big difference between the two. Your destiny, your real destiny, is out there. It exists. But it's not waiting for you. It's waiting on you. Waiting for you to step up. Waiting for you to take the first step. Waiting for you to stop hoping that life will hand you something and start creating it for yourself. Here's the truth, and it might be hard to hear. The universe doesn't care about your dreams. It doesn't owe you anything. It's not going to put success, meaning, or purpose into your hands just because you want it badly enough. If you want to chase your destiny, you have to be willing to fight for it. You have to be willing to bleed for it. You have to be willing to go to war with yourself for it. And yes, I said with yourself, because that's where the real battle is. It's not the world that's stopping you. It's not the obstacles, the competition, or the circumstances. It's you. It's the voice in your head that tells you, you're not good enough. You can't do this. You're going to fail. It's the fear that keeps you small, the doubt that keeps you frozen, the excuses that keep you from taking the risks you know you need to take. But here's the thing about fate. It's not fixed. It's not rigid. It bends to those who are willing to act. It's forged by those who refuse to accept the life that's been handed to them, who refuse to settle for less than what they're capable of. Fate doesn't decide your future. You do. And let's be honest. Chasing your destiny is terrifying. It's uncomfortable. It's messy. Because to chase your dreams, to go after the life you want, you have to let go of the life you already have. You have to be willing to step into the unknown, to take risks, to fail. Not once, not twice, but over and over again. That's the price of destiny. That's the cost of greatness. Most people aren't willing to pay that price. Most people look at their dreams and think, that would be nice. But they're not willing to sacrifice for it. They're not willing to risk their comfort, their security, their ego. And so they stay where they are. They settle. They let their dreams die inside of them, slowly, quietly, until they convince themselves that they never really wanted them in the first place. But not you. Not if you're still listening. Because if you're still here, there's something inside you that refuses to settle. There's something inside you that knows you're meant for more. There's something inside you that's willing to fight for it, no matter how hard it gets, no matter how many times you stumble, no matter how much it hurts. And let me tell you, it will hurt. Chasing your destiny will break you. It will push you to your limits. It will force you to confront every fear, every insecurity, every weakness you have. But that's the point. Because destiny isn't just about what you achieve. It's about who you become in the process. It's about the strength you build, the resilience you forge, the person you create through the struggle. You have to understand something. The version of you that's sitting here right now, the version of you that's safe, that's scared, that's comfortable, that version of you cannot achieve your destiny. It's not capable of it. If you want to claim your fate, you have to let that version of yourself die. You have to shed the old you, the weak you, the you that's been holding yourself back. And that's hard. It's painful. Because growth is painful. Change is painful. But you know what's even more painful? Regret. Looking back on your life and realizing that you let fear win. Realizing that you had a chance to create something incredible, and you didn't take it. Realizing that you let the life you could have had slip through your fingers because you were too afraid to reach for it. Don't let that be your story. Don't let fear, doubt, or comfort keep you from chasing your dreams. Because your destiny is out there. And yes, it's going to take everything you have to reach it. But isn't that the point? Isn't that what makes it worth it? Fate doesn't favor the passive. It doesn't reward the ones who sit and wait. Fate favors the bold. The ones who step into the fire, the ones who take risks, the ones who fail and rise and fail again, because they know that every failure is a step closer to their dreams. So, what are you waiting for? Stop waiting for permission. Stop waiting for the perfect moment. Stop waiting for someone to tell you that you're ready. You'll never be ready. The stars will never align. The perfect time will never come. Your destiny isn't a gift. It's a challenge. It's a test. And the question is, are you willing to face it? Are you willing to do what it takes, no matter how long it takes, no matter how hard it gets, no matter how many times you fall? Because if you are, you're willing to step into the unknown. To fight for your dreams, to claim your fate, then there's nothing in this world that can stop you. Not the obstacles, not the failures, not the doubts. The only thing standing between you and your destiny is you. So stop waiting, start moving, and don't stop until the life you've dreamed of is the life you're living. Your fate is yours to claim, so claim it.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
My favorite Chinese proverb is, everything must be hard before it can be easy. I think it's amazing what you can endure when you have no choice. Because at the end of the day, life is hard, but believing it should be easy makes it even harder.
See, I've come to believe that the secret to success is just not giving up. That life is constantly testing you. that there are going to be days where you don't do the reps. There are going to be weeks where you don't do the reps. There might even be months that you don't do the reps. That's okay. And the reps are the boring, tedious actions that you take every day. And that's how you achieve a goal. What defines your success is not the days where you do it. I actually think it's the days where you come back after you didn't do it. So the day that was really hard at work, or the week that you were really sick and you couldn't do the reps every day, the small, tedious stuff, you couldn't get out for your walk, you couldn't sit down and write. It's the day that you return that defines success, because it means you didn't quit. Like, if it is day 37, you have not eaten the way you said you would, you have spent a ridiculous amount of money, even though your goal is to get out of debt, and you see that little note where you wrote down your goal, it's okay, it's still there. It's the days where you come back after you didn't do it. That defines success.
How do you build trust with someone? You prove time and time again that when you say you're going to do something, you do it. And what makes you think building trust with yourself is any different? Because if you're the kind of person that fears your future self, the solution is right in front of you. Spend months and years building the evidence that when you say you're going to do something, you follow through. It is not complicated. It's just difficult. If you constantly flake on your own expectations, it's no wonder your relationship with you is nothing but uncertainty. But when you can look back on undeniable proof that you are the person you claim to be, counting on yourself is not so difficult.
One of the key things in attracting the things we want into our life is to be able to feel as if we have them before we possess them. What we really want in our life are real dreams, our real ambitions, our feelings. They're not things. One of the things that happens when we feel like we possess something, we begin to act in accordance with that feeling. And as a consequence of that action, those things begin to chase you. So it's not some manifestation thing. When we feel a certain way, we act a certain way. And when we don't, we don't. Spend a little bit more time on giving yourself the gift, or doing the work, frankly, of what would it feel like, and beginning to feel as if you possess the goal. And I also just think the gift of giving yourself the emotions you want will create more health in your body, more vitality, more energy, more optimism, more belief, more confidence. Feel it this week, and then you'll possess it.
Odds against there being another person like you this are more than 50 billion to one. In the entire history of humanity, there will never be two people like you. Never be two people with the same face. Never be two people with the same even blood composition, exactly. Never be two people with the same outlook, the same talents, abilities, capacities. Never be two people just like you. And that every single person are born with the capacity to do something remarkable with their lives. And the starting point of personal greatness is when you usually say to yourself, what wonderful thing am I going to do with my life? Why am I here? I have this one life, this precious, precious life. And as you know, this life is not a rehearsal for something else. This is the real one. You say to yourself, what am I going to do with my life? Why am I here? What are my unique talents and abilities? Look back into your life and ask yourself, what is it that you've done in the past that you most enjoyed? What is it that you've done in the past that comes easy to you, but which may be difficult to others? What are the things that are indicators that this is where you should be focusing all your talents and abilities? Whatever it is, find it, and then commit yourself to becoming excellent at it.
It says the most beautiful people we have known are those who have known defeat, known suffering, known struggle, known loss, and have found their way out of the depths. These persons have an appreciation, a sensitivity, and an understanding of life that fills them with compassion, gentleness, and a deep loving concern. Beautiful people do not just happen.
You will feel a million miles away from your dreams, and then you'll blink, and suddenly, you'll be living them.
I just want you to think for a second. Like, regardless of any struggles that you're facing right now, just think about how good it feels once you actually pull this off. Just think about that. Money's no longer an issue. You're doing something every day that is fulfilling. You're surrounded by people that you love. You're able to travel and do the things that you want to do when you want to do them. You are no longer being controlled by external things. You decide how you want to live your life. You live on your own terms, and you live a life full of fulfillment and purpose and love. All the things that you long for right now. Let me tell you something. That day is in your future, and it's not as far as you might think. You're almost there, my friend, I promise you. All you have to do is continue to show up.
Don't be ashamed of your effort. Midwits hate earnestness and sincere conviction because they can't stand being reminded of the thing they're capable of or resist. Actually trying. People will try to put the same limitations on you that they put on themselves. Don't mistake their insecurities for your ceiling.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I think the first thing a person needs is they need a dream. You got to have a dream. I don't know how people survive in life with any kind of peace or happiness or fulfillment without having a dream. A dream needs to be something that there is a possibility of fulfilling. Otherwise, it's not a dream, it's a fantasy. But you need a dream. And don't be afraid to dream big. You know, the saying is that if your dreams don't scare you to death, they're not big enough. Your dream needs to be bigger than you are right now.
There's a specific person that you've got to get out of your life right now. It's the person that wants to remind you of who you were. It's the person who wants to remind you of how you used to be, what you used to do, how you used to do it. That used to person's dead. Anybody who wants to resurrect that person cannot be in your life. There is nothing more important than getting people out of your life. They want to pretend you're the person you were yesterday. They want to act like you're the person you were yesterday. You're evolving, you're growing, you're advancing. You need to be focused on you right now, and anybody that wants to bring you back, anybody that wants to pretend you are the same person that they knew 1, 2, 6, 7 years ago, get them the hell out of your life.
Trajectory. Focus on your trajectory. You can't keep living in this all or nothing mentality where you have to do the perfect set of perfect things in the perfect order, just like that guy you follow on Instagram does. That guy's full-time job is personal development. He gets paid to sit in a cold plunge. You don't. You are going to make mistakes. You are going to mess up. So if you have that all or nothing mentality, when it's not all, it's going to be nothing. You're going to be the guy that gets one flat tire and then gets out of his car and slashes the other three simply because he doesn't have four perfectly inflated tires. Makes no sense. The measuring stick is not, am I perfect? The measuring stick is, did I get closer to who I want to be, or did I get further away? Am I moving in the right direction? Am I going down the right path? Focus on path over perfection.
You're doing this for you. And this is something I've only realized relatively recently, but after a certain level of material comfort, the only person that you need to do this thing for is you. Your conscience knows when you're being honest and when you're not. I think optimizing to make that person happy, that conscience happy, is a really good idea.
What if problems were always gifts? What if every single problem really was a gift in your life? What if every problem you ever had was life happening for you, not to you? What if everything in our lives was guided? What if everything in our lives was divine timing? Everything, even the pain.
What are you going to do when no one's watching? Are you going to operate to your standard, or are you going to cut corners? I can tell you this, dude. I try very fucking hard to operate in my standard all the time, 24 hours a day, even when no one's watching, especially when no one's watching, because that's when you actually gain more of the discipline and strength that you need to uphold those standards. I think every single fucking human should have a set of core values and a mission statement and a vision for their own lives. And most people don't. Most people just go along with the flow. They swing into someone else's vision and they stay there for a little bit and they swing into someone else's for a little bit. And then they get to be older in life and they're like, why the fuck has nothing worked out for me? Well, the reason nothing's worked out for you is because you don't live what you say you're about. You don't have a plan for yourself. You don't have a mission statement for yourself. You try to cut the corners when no one's watching. Bro, that you'll lose that way. That's just it.
It's always harder, takes longer, and costs more than you think it will. It makes sense because if it did it, then everyone would have it. And if everyone had it, then it wouldn't be worthwhile. And so if it's hard, that's amazing because it will make you that much harder once you conquer it. And it will also make it harder for anybody else who wants to follow in your footsteps. And so the higher up the mountain you climb, the thinner the air gets, and the rarer the climber or explorer must be in order to get there.
So if you can survive temporary pain, on the other side of temporary pain, you will meet another version of you. Every time I wanted to quit, I didn't make a decision to not quit the rest of my life. I made a decision not to quit for one more day. One more day, just don't quit. One more day, hang up.
People who win are disciplined about winning. They don't just casually take a look at this. They don't just casually try something. They jump in with both feet because they absolutely intend to win at it. And that's going to require discipline and consistency on your part. As you start to study, you're going to learn things. You're going to learn the skills that you need. That's going to require discipline on your part. All of which, by the way, you can learn any of these skills. You can learn anything, but you're going to have to be disciplined.
There's this revered master who everybody wants to study under, and it's almost impossible to get to him. And so he's interviewing candidates. And the aspiring samurai comes to him and says, how long will it take me to be a master? And he says, 10 years. And so then the young samurai, eager to kind of prove himself, he's like, well, what if I work twice as hard and I work day and night to become a master? How long will it take then? And so the master sits back and looks at him and says, 20 years. The young samurai is like, wait, what? How can I take twice as long if I'm working harder? The master replies, if you have one eye fixed on your destination, then you only have one eye left to find your way.
But I think what's truly important is the ability to detach yourself from the outcome. It is one of the most important things that I have adopted in my life. Set the goal, know where you want to go, know where you're aiming, and then let it go. It's possible, in fact, it's probable and likely, it might take you longer to get there. And so what if it does? If it does, you're still making forward progress every single day.
It's really important that we understand that better is not always visible. You can be getting better and it not be public, because very often private victories will precede public accomplishments.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.